The phrase itself was made by Dan Shaughnessy, or the editor who did his book on Babe Ruth and the relationship to the Red Sox, and that was a couple of years after 1986 when I wrote this column where I suggested, my early column on the night of the Mookie Wilson game, was to suggest that the Red Sox fans were nervous and that there was always something nervous about the Red Sox themselves. I had written that as an early column before the game ever took place. I wasn't predicting the Red Sox would win, but I certainly put out this theory that the Red Sox had some kind of gloomy karma going. However, I have to say, I don't think I was the first person. I know I was not the first person ever to write about the gloomy results of getting rid of Babe Ruth or the fact that it might be haunting the Red Sox. I mean, I've grown up thinking it, hearing it, reading it, and I hardly invented the theory of the curse of Babe Ruth.